Blog Talk Radio.
Day. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and in worst scenario, heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today happens to be Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and bring Amanda in.
Hello.
Hello again. Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah. I know. It's so long. But hey, I did want to know. I just wanted to know. Your birthday was okay. I mean, yes, it was a big milestone, but it was okay, right?
Yeah, nothing bad happened.
Good.
I just didn't do much, but that's okay.
So maybe it was good you had a day off then. Not doing much.
Yeah.
Relaxed, right? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, you know what's really weird is I spent the last couple days just putting in new job applications for a new day job, and it seems like that just takes hours.
Yeah, and how is that going? Is there anything worthwhile out there?
Well, it's only worthwhile if they call me back. So, mm-hmm. Nothing yet.
Worthwhile enough to where you feel like you can apply for it and not cringe too bad.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
good.
The goal.
That's good to hear. Yes. Something that you can not want to throw up every time you have to do that job. I've had jobs like that where it's just, you just cringe every morning and not want to go in or not have to do the job.
Yeah.
And it's
not that,
yeah.
I don't want to work. I do want to work.
Right.
I just don't want to do that.
Exactly. I understand. I feel you. I definitely get it.
So what about you? What have you done over the last few days?
Oh, well, let's see. I am training a teacher right now, so she's been shadowing me, and that's been super fun. She's awesome. And
all right.
I've got extra stuff going on in the classroom. And let's see, anything else exciting? I can't really say anything super exciting other than I might get another yoga teaching opportunity at the college. We'll see if it pans out. Right now I'm just teaching one specific yoga style, but I might be able to teach two different types. So very much just looking forward to that. But other than that, that's been, you know, pretty basic standard.
I'm going to leave it up to you, Amanda, to book our friend Laura for an upcoming Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That would be awesome. Yes, I did ask her about it when we were chatting over the weekend, and she is very much interested, as you know. So I will get her figured out and scheduled.
Yeah, so we had our St. George meetup on Wednesday. It was a small turnout, but that's okay because I enjoyed the company that was there.
Yes. Me too. I thought we had a great time. But yeah, I would like to see more people.
So at some point today, I have not eaten any of my flake yet. So during the show, I'm going to find something to eat.
Wow. You saved it that long? That's impressive.
I'm not really a junk eater.
Good. That's a good thing.
But I like key lime and lemon. Those are my favorites. And there was a fig and peach flaky thing that I grabbed. So I'm very interested.
That's awesome. Yeah, my husband ate his up. I think it was gone the next day. So he was super excited. He ate it all. Of course, I can't tell you the last time he bought a piece of pie or anything like it. So it's, I think he was more excited than he might have normally been.
So
yeah, that
I took the day yesterday off of everything.
Very nice.
So I didn't follow news for 24 hours, and I felt so behind, I guess, this morning.
Well, I can't say that I spent a lot of time looking or listening to the news, but I do know that I finished up the listening to the interview of Alex Jones by Del Bigtree. And
okay.
So Del had interviewed him, and half of it aired on Thursday, and then the rest aired on, I believe it was Monday, but I just barely watched it yesterday. So it was really fascinating.
Right.
I learned a couple of things. I thought that was, it was a good interview.
Well,
so yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen out of any court cases. I just have that feeling that we're not going to see the time of day in court. And as much as I would like to see it, I don't know if that's ever going to realistically happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And
why?
You know,
you have more hope for me.
Well, I guess what my thing is that the court, it's a kangaroo court, as you would say, and just knowing that it doesn't really matter if you have your day in court, because the way that it's presented and the way things are always spun around and just the reporting on things, it just seems like it won't matter in the end, because it will still be misrepresented. That's my thought
on
that.
What happens? Somebody gets a $5 million lawsuit, but they make $1 trillion? Is that what they're going to do? Nobody's going to jail.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yep, exactly. And
yeah,
I do
Dr.
feel like
Fraudy
that's
can partly say he's retired. He won't have to go to have his day in court.
That's for sure. And no one's going to call him out on the carpet ever. Anyway, even if for some reason, some miraculous reason, Trump was to come out and say, you know, I was led astray. I was told false information. I went ahead with the Operation Warp Speed because I was getting poor information from these people. No one's going to take it seriously. They're just going to constantly follow in the footsteps of the common thought process.
I think Ron DeSantis would take them to court, and Rand Paul would, but those are the only two that I think would even consider something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. And great. I mean, I would love to see that happen. I know Rand Paul has been pretty critical in the past, and of course we know DeSantis is extremely critical of it, which is lovely. But yeah, it would be lovely to see all that happen. But again, I don't believe it will change anything drastically, because people are so conditioned to believe one certain way, and to think outside of that is very uncomfortable, and I just don't think people like that. They don't like to be uncomfortable.
Right, so they'd rather give up all their freedoms so that they're not uncomfortable.
Exactly. Isn't that sad? So sad.
Yeah, well, that's the American way, I guess.
Apparently, I don't remember ever feeling like that when I was growing up. I always felt like I should have some critical thought and question. I didn't grow up in the 60s, but my older sister did, and she was a huge influence in my life as a child, and I heard her speaking critically of most everything. And then it turns around, and people from that generation say, like, I don't know, Neil Young or anyone that might be in that celebrity status of that same hippie generation, they seem to have just decided to swallow the party line, hook, line, and sinker. And it's really crazy to me to see that happen.
It's just weird how the people of the 1960s who fought everything with government and stood up for everything and for human rights, those are the people telling us to sit down.
Yes, exactly. When did that change? I missed that memo. I never want to be that person ever. Yeah. So when is it cancel culture for people of that generation? It was supposed to be the other way around. It was supposed to be criticism of the man, and that's not what I'm seeing from that generation.
Well, I don't know, though. If we have a revolution, will people stand up for it? Or because we're going to go forward or backwards one way or the other. What we have now can't stay.
I agree with that.
So I don't know which way we're going to go.
I don't either. I know you have said before that it's imperative, actually, to grab a hold of the younger generation and
right.
bring them to the knowledge. Yeah, so it would be nice to have someone in that generation who's a celebrity or someone of world-renowned respect to come out and start speaking against the narrative, but I don't know. I don't see anybody even move in that direction at all. They're all so worried about
Mary. Andrew Tate is about all I see out of the younger crowd that might be able to generate some offense, but there's not many people in their 20s right now that are able to wake others up. I did see where Kyrie Irving, a basketball player on the New Jersey Nets, the Nets, okay, I just had to think real quick here, so... He shared an Alex Jones meme or something or other back. He shared something that Alex said back in 2002, and the tolerant left can't get over themselves. They call him a traitor and a supremacist and all that other stuff because he shared a meme from 20 years ago. Saying that Alex Jones was right.
Wow. Yes, I'm sure that was worthy of burning him alive at the stake. Wow.
Well, that's
well, good.
How
at least
that's how liberal and tolerant people are. They're so loving and liberal.
Right.
Just like Martha's Vineyard, they were so loving and liberal to those people that came. And they have signs up all over the place talking about how tolerant and loving they are of all peoples, unless there's 48 of them that come off a plane and want to live there.
Right. Then suddenly this is not fair, and they're not a border town, so why should they have to do it? Uh-huh.
So it's okay if... Well, Florida's not a border town. What border do they share
right.
with another nation?
They don't, but somehow it's okay for them to... They're just close enough, I suppose. I guess they're close enough. They're at the bottom of the country. Okay, might as well let that happen. I felt like DeSantis had the right and appropriate thought and action when it came to that. Well done.
But then you have I'm trying to understand this. So you have a sheriff in Texas who is choosing to not investigate where there were over 50 people found in a storage shed that were dead from human trafficking. That's not going to get looked at, but sending a plane full of people to Martha's Vineyard will get looked at. But not only that, but the sheriff that's investigating this is investigating something that happened in Florida where the illegals were shipped to Massachusetts. So how does that help a sheriff in Texas? I'm trying to understand that.
Yeah, it doesn't. And I don't think I heard that story. Tell me again, it was 150 people found in a storage shed? Oh, my gosh. Horrifying.
Yeah, they were in a storage shed or a trailer or something or other. But, yeah, there was 50 of them, but everybody said that, everybody pretty much stood down. No, nobody's investigating that.
Whoa. Yeah, I've not heard that.
But they will investigate Ron DeSantis shipping illegals out of his not sanctuary state.
Right. Uh-huh. Of course. Wow. So you're only allowed to, or you only get the resources needed to defame somebody of a different political party. I see.
Yeah, so when somebody asks, well, why is Brandon allowed to ship people to sanctuary states then, everybody's answer is, well, that's different.
Uh-huh. I see. Yes, well, of course, we know how that
works
out.
Not sure how it's different.
It's definitely not. In fact, death, even if you wanted to look at it like, okay, they were not supposed to be here, they were here illegally, but a death is a death, and it should be respected enough to research why. What happened, where their families are, any of that sort of thing. And it should be researched and given the full attention that ought to be given, but instead we have another distraction. And there's always a distraction. Every time something is happening that's important, that's actually something we should be focusing on, there's always going to be a big distraction somewhere else. We can only put our attention in so many different places. I think we lost you, Proof. Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to keep on talking here. I think Proof got kicked off. And it looks like I'm still here. Are you there? All right.
Yeah.
It suddenly
went really
silent.
I want to show you this new ad that showed up on the switchboard here.
All right.
Day. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Oh, man. What a great ad. That's very appealing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Gruesome really wants to debate DeSantis now.
Oh, that, I would watch that debate. I would watch that.
Yeah, no other
sure.
Democrats are willing to step up and debate people at all this time around, but Gruesome will debate DeSantis.
Oh, I would love that. I'm usually not someone who cares to watch a debate, and I didn't even watch the debate between Trump and you-know-who before, but I would watch that one.
Let's see here if I have. I want to see. I don't know where that came from. I did want to see what I did load up here so far.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I want to show you this DeSantis clip with Dan Bongino.
They can't have you at a pump with cash. They need you on a grid in your house they control. It's right there. It's right there. The evidence of their totalitarian impulse is right there. All you got to do is open your eyes to it. Around the world, there's a crisis. Putin's holding back his gas. They won't let us produce more here. Bloomberg, frigid winter in Japan, set to intensify the global energy squeeze. Japan's predicting its winter is going to trend colder, and they need heating fuels, folks. They're an importer, the world's second biggest. People are going to die. You understand that? More people die of the cold than die of the heat. Here's another one. New York Times, Liz Alderman. Crippling energy bills are forcing Europe's factories to go dark. Folks, they don't have any energy to produce stuff. Stuff they need to survive. Europe, Japan, it's happening around the world. And where's this all coming from? Not just progressives shutting down permitting, but they're shutting down money flowing into the fossil fuels industry, money that could help you produce more oil and gas. CBS News, movement to defund fossil fuels is coming for the private equity industry. Oh, that sounds like the beginning of the show where you were talking, Dan, about financial warfare. Yeah, I was. See how it all ties together? Oh, notice this little story of Bloomberg. Fascinating, isn't it? Bloomberg. Tellurian plunges after axing $1 billion bond for a liquid natural gas plant. Tellurian Inc. withdrew a $1 billion high-yield bond sale, leaving the future of its U.S. natural gas export project in limbo. The stock plunged 24%. Folks, oil and gas represent freedom. You put it in your car. You can still pay in cash. There's not a central bank digital currency yet. You can drive and go wherever you want. Not being silly when I tell you they represent actual freedom. The ability to move freely and transport yourself freely without government oversight is a very component of economic freedom and liberty. You understand now why they need to disconnect the oil and gas business and make everything electrified cars with a CBDC? If they can't connect you to the grid, watch what you're doing, shut you down, and determine who gets the money and whose grid gets turned on and gets turned off. Their totalitarian future is screwed. They can't have you at a pump with cash. They need you on a grid in your house they control. It's right there. It's right there. The evidence of their totalitarian impulse is right there. All you got to do is open your eyes to it. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
I must have mislabeled that or something, but I let it go because I did want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. So, well, it was definitely good. And he's right. He's right. They do want us to not have any sovereignty or any independence. We need to be hooked to the grid.
All right, this is the one that I wanted.
Do you have any interest in debating good old Gavin Newsom on his record taxes, state income taxes?
Well, like I said, Sean, I don't know if they can reliably keep the power on. So you go all the way up there and have a debate, and then what ends up happening? You know, if they can't keep
you'll
the lights on.
Out.
So, you know, we're happy with what we're doing. You know, what I do, though, Sean, my actions speak louder than my words. There's certain people that will preen and do that. I understand. We get things done in Florida.
My favorite line is, whatever you do, don't charge your electric vehicle during these hours. So you have to park it for this amount of time. That was my favorite.
Whew, baby, that's straight fire. Man, I love to see Republicans on offense. I love to see roasting happening from Republicans and from conservatives. Republicans on offense is something that I haven't seen in my entire adult life. When was the last time that a Republican went scorched earth against a leftist? When was the last time that we said, hey, we don't want communism here? It seems to be that Republicans are actually winning the culture war because we're actually fighting the culture war now. And a lot of that fighting is coming from the great state of Florida, which I'm very proud to be a resident of in Florida. Of course, Ron DeSantis has completely broken the matrix by flying criminal migrants to leftist cities like Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard is an island, not necessarily a city, but an area where a ton of leftists live and where they have summer homes and multi-million dollar mansions and little signs in their yards saying no human is illegal, all migrants are welcome here, except for they called the military in order to remove the migrants from their little island. Now Ron Savage is back at it again, flying migrants to Joe Biden's Delaware home, beach home, and Rehoboth. That'll be happening today, and we anxiously await for the images of that glorious moment. So what's going on now? We have a moment where Republicans do actually seem to be winning the culture war, whether it be Roe v. Wade or whether it be Ron DeSantis changing the entire national conversation to be about criminal immigration, which they do not want the conversation to be about. They do not want the conversation to be about immigration right now. They know that that is their weakest point, that Americans disagree with them, and that they are massive, giant, horrible hierarchy libs on this stuff. And I say hierarchy because I refuse to use the word hypocrisy, because it's not hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is, like, too nice of a word. It's an oligarchy. They want you to live with fentanyl and with sex traffickers and drug traffickers and crime, and they don't want ever to have to live with the consequences of their own policies. And so we love it when the Biden administration gets wrecked over this. We love seeing clips like that. And we say keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. We are winning. And, man, these libs are deeply, deeply pathetic.
You have any interest in debating good old Gavin Newsom on his record taxes, state income taxes?
Well, like I said, Sean, I don't know if they can reliably keep the power on, so you go all the way up there and have a debate, and then what ends up happening, you know, if they can't keep
you'll
the lights on.
Out.
So, you know, we're happy with what we're doing. You know, what I do, though, Sean, my actions speak louder than my words. There's certain people that will preen and do that. I understand. We get things done in Florida.
My favorite line is, whatever you do, don't charge your electric vehicle during these hours. So you have to park it for this amount of time. That was my favorite.
All right. So, yeah, I'm with you. I would love to see a debate between Newsom and DeSantis. And if Newsom really thinks it's such a bad thing to send illegals to Martha's Vineyard, then we should be shipping them to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. I love that idea. I think that should happen.
To Governor Newsom's vineyard. He has a wine vineyard that all the other ones around him were closed during COVID, but his was open.
Huh. Of course. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much a welcome mat right there. He kept it open.
Yeah.
He's willing to bring anybody over. Come on over, hang out at his vineyard. I think that's a great idea. I mean, it is California, for heaven's sake. They're so inclusive. They're so fair and inclusive.
Well, they're so loving
their
and liberal, I know.
Might not. Mm-hmm. And their gas prices might not be very economical, but hey, if everybody would just get an electric car real quick and only charge it once a week according to your social credit score, then that would solve all the problems.
So I think it's time that we play the latest Broccoli Man of the week.
Awesome. I'm here. I can, if you want to send it to me, I'm ready. Or I can look it up on Rumble.
No, I'll get it for you. I was kind of hoping that some people would subscribe to the channel.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done the last couple of days. I could have made a Broccoli Man commercial to get people to go look at it on Rumble, because we do need
good
people
idea.
To subscribe and to comment and all that. I don't want to just have to tag everybody once a week.
Yes, good idea. And, I mean, it is easy to get an account with Rumble. I have one now. I just am able to log on my Roku and also the computer.
Okay. All right, so when you're ready, we'll do it.
Okay. I am ready.
All right. This one is called No Cell Phone. So, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You're now being detained, sir.
Do what?
I need to confiscate your mobile device, sir. We need to verify your connection to January 6, sir. We have reason to believe you dundiddly supported MAGA.
Good luck, wiretap. I do not own a cell phone. It is not a crime to support someone who is not a Democrat.
You just said the wrong word, says to me, green dude. You need to turn over your cell phone directly to me right this instant.
I have never owned a cell phone. I don't care how badly you want it and what warrants you have. I do not have one.
That won't work for me, sir. G-Lobalist demands your cell phone and needs to review how many speaking engagements you have done since 2016 when Trump was accidentally elected into the presidency. Now, please present me said mobile device so I can take it to G-Lobalist.
Well, good luck. I don't care who wants my cell phone. I have never owned one in my life.
I have a solution, green dude. I have $20 in my pocket.
Okay. Congratulations.
Zip it, green dude. Zip it good. Anyway, just by the great Macklemore man explained to us, sir, we're gonna pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome. We can go to that thrift shop down the road.
You can't be serious.
I can be serious, sir, / we're finna go pop some tags and find a cellular device to bring to G-Lobalist. You need to go with me, sir. I need your fingerprints to appear on said device, sir.
Okay. You have fun with that. Well, see you later. I have crime to fight.
You'll buy a snitch. I have not released you from my custody, you something lucker for real. You have not even offered to show me your beautiful delicious kumquats. You might be a domestic terrorist threat.
Please explain how fighting crime and being against the globalist deep state makes me a criminal.
You just admitted how you are a right and center-wing extremist. How dare you not be willing to eat the bugs like Klaus Schwab says.
No, I will not eat the bugs.
Wrong answer, green dude. You will be eating the bugs starting right now, green dude. You will be helping us save the planet. Earth's temperature will go up and down up to 0.4% by 2100 if people like you still eat meat and use dairy products. You need to only eat GMO foods and not grow any organic food, says. Your water must contain fluoride. All humans must contain a freedom microchip. You are putting us behind the 8 bill by not cooperating with our crime syndicate. You need to either stop thwarting our crime, or you need to join us. You are on the terror watch list, sir, for your crimes against us, sir.
Hold up. How is it I am considered a criminal? I spend all my time busting child trafficking rings. I have saved thousands of children.
Exactly, green dude. the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the Soros Foundation, and the Gates Foundation consider you a complete scourge of the earth, sir. You are a cisgendered white male who is only attracted to ladies who do not have any junk.
My sexual prowess caters exclusively 100% to the ladies.
That sexist outburst was uncalled for, sir. You need to reconsider your stance on only dating women with holes. You need to profess your love to those of us with hole punchers as well. Let me blow your mind, green dude.
I ain't never ever going to be interested.
You have arrested thousands of people for no reason at all. They only pitch you and diddle children. Just because they are minor attracted persons, you have made sure these fine people who would never hurt a soul are spending decades of life behind bars. You are the one who has to live with the guilt of putting thousands of people in a prison and taking away from their true loves. How would you like it if you were about to diddle a 9-year-old pizza napkin with walnuts and then all of a sudden you are in a jail cell for no reason?
I wouldn't expect anything other than a one-way ticket to prison for the rest of their lives.
That tears it, green dude. Now I'm going to need immediate dispensing of your dungarees. I am in need of getting a hold of your junk right this instant. You are probably hiding an axe shank, or any ounces of gold or silver inside that junk.
Please explain how I am going to place that inside my junk.
You tell me, green dude. You are only a superhero for the 99%. So that makes you a domestic terrorist threat, and a biznitch.
The only thing I have inside my junk is some lemonade. Do you have a cup?
Not funny, green dude. Not even a little bit. Once again, make way with said uniform. I need less funk, more trunk. Have I made myself clear? I say I need less funk, more trunk. Now make some haste with said clothing.
We all know that is not happening. You cannot label anyone a terrorist just so you can see their junk.
Ho ho, we'll know it is happening, green dude. I can label anyone a terrorist just so I can see their junk. You are also questioning the 2020 election. That makes you something ducker. You also posted information against gene therapies and moneypox. You are against drag queen story time. And also do not forget you need to get the bloody scam on that face. Now walk those legs right over here. Give me what I'm dying for. One chance, one love. Hold me down, never let me go.
Just like the title of that heart song says. Never.
I am thinking you do not understand the words coming out of my voice box, sir. Do I need to use sign language, green dude?
Everyone. If you are awake, please send out all these truth bombs. Tell your friends to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Please check out the rest of the show schedule so you can learn about all the other great shows on Freedomizer Radio. That is freedomizerradio.com.
You just made a big mistake, green dude. You told it peoples to wake up and listen to Proof Negative. All those dolts and pansy wastes need to not listen to anyone that does not walk the Democrat narratives. If you're not watching fake news, then you have illegal views. We will have to take you to a FEMA camp that does not exist. If you are one of those that spread misinformation about there being FEMA camps, we will have no choice but to take you to the FEMA camp.
Alright, so that was an episode.
It had me giggling. Now I can just see him having a big glass of his lemonade.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate that.
Yes, and always good to have a song reference, of course, the ones that I can catch.
You caught both of them?
I caught the last one. Was there another one? Uh-oh, I missed one.
Yeah, in the beginning, there was when The wiretap said he had $20 in his pocket. He was going to pop tags. You don't remember that thrift shop song by Macklemore?
No. I don't know if I do Macklemore songs.
It was like number one for like 12 weeks or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think
it's
I've
It's either that song or Blurred
it.
Lines that is the biggest song of the 2010s.
Oh. All right. I don't know it. I'd have to look it up, I suppose.
All right. So while we're in the middle here, we do have a caller. We do have one of my friends from Colorado, Kimo, that is joining us here.
Are you there?
I'm here.
A day late. Well, 2 days late technically, but happy birthday.
Well, thank you, sir. You sound better than
I'm
thought
going
you would.
I've been working on it, and I'm going against doctor's orders right now, so I said, how would a year more important than listening to my doctor, so happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. So Amanda's here. I've met her a couple times. She lives in St. George. Amanda, Kimo, and I used to travel doing stand-up comedy together in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Ah, very nice.
So
always good to hear from some stand-up comedians.
Well, Kimo's not technically a stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay.
You can't stand up if you're in a wheelchair.
So you're a comedian. Got it.
Yeah, I'm a sit-down comedian.
Very nice.
So what have you been working on lately? I heard that Denver is having that same commercial now that New York City was having about preparing for nuclear disaster.
Do you know how many people hate that commercial here?
No, because I just heard about it Monday.
You would figure for an area that, you know, is normally a blue state, unfortunately, that how quickly it's starting to swing.
I never understood how Colorado became so blue.
Well, you know, you get a couple of woke people that, you know, run for office, and people think, hey, let's try this, and 12 years later, they're like, we don't want to try this anymore.
I just think that whenever Colorado became the first state to legalize marijuana, it just brought the liberals to the forefront there.
Oh. Everybody and their mother, as soon as it became legal here, everybody and their mother decided, hey, let's move to Colorado. And a lot of them came from California and Nevada.
I was just surprised that, Amanda, your mall there, the Red Cliffs Mall in St. George, they have a CBD oil booth now.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's definitely going to be very weak in comparison to what you can get in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, Utah just raised their alcohol in their beer because them and Minnesota were the only ones that would only allow beer to be at 2.2% alcohol. Are you in a car?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting out on my front deck. It's just a lot of traffic going by.
Does it sound like there's a 45-mile-an-hour wind around you?
No, all of a sudden
now
my street decided to become like a drag strip.
Oh.
The disadvantages of sitting on my deck late at night is this is a through, like, basically it's a throughway highway. So people use this as a shortcut to get home at night.
So, Kimo and Amanda, I hate doing this, but I need like 2 or 3 minutes if you two can talk amongst yourselves.
Sounds
so,
good.
So, Amanda, ask any question you like to Kimo.
Sure. I'd love to hear a little bit of your background, so I understand how you and Proof were able to meet. And so what do you do now? Are you still doing the comedian gig, or are you doing something else? Tell me about yourself.
On occasion, I still call into Proof's show, and I come on at least once a month. And we talk stuff. I do a couple other podcasts. Throughout, I haven't been touring in the last, you know, ever since, you know, the bug happened. And then I was getting ready to start doing other stuff again, and then my throat started acting up. And that's when I found out that I developed polyps on my vocal cords. So I'm supposed to be being Have right now.
Oh, and so that was the reference to, I'm not following my doctor's orders just for the Proof Negative show. All right, I understand.
Just to wish my boy a happy birthday. I mean, I've known the man for 25 years. We originally met doing open mic shows for another comedian in Las Vegas by the name of Davio. And at that point,
very nice.
We started hanging out together because Proof himself was working on putting together shows in Las Vegas, and he thought I was funny enough to keep putting on his shows. So I would do the same thing. When I was running shows in Vegas, I'd put Proof on my shows. And then we started touring together. And then I got to the point where he started doing the radio show, and I was getting ready to move to Colorado because I was kind of getting sick of living in Vegas. I mean, when I moved to Vegas, there was only 250,000 people in the valley. When I left, there was 2.5 million.
Wow.
So at that point,
that's
it was time for me to leave. I just got tired of the crowds. Oh, yeah.
Now you're living
and
more
I'm
of the
surprised
country
you
life?
Have not heard of that song from Macklemore.
Well, if you knew my musical background and choices, it might make more sense. But, I mean, we could talk about Megadeth or Corn or Ginger, but some of the other more popular.
Well, that's just going into good music right there, you know. That's
thank you.
Once you mentioned just those three bands alone, I'm like, all right, she's got a taste of good music.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I feel my life with those bands, and I just don't have time for anything else.
And see, Proof didn't sing the song for you or, you know, try to do any of that, the Macklemore song. But the beginning of the song starts off and goes, I'm going to pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket. And it's just
and look
such
at
a
that,
cheesy,
you...
catchy song that everybody knew it out of nowhere.
That's really funny. I guess I could look it up on YouTube and see if I can catch the tune of it, but yeah, it does not even sound familiar a little bit. So thank you for singing it to me, even with the polyps on your vocal cords.
Well, what did I miss?
I
was joking around the other day with... Oh, I actually sang the first line to Tags from Macklemore for her, so she was trying to know what song it was.
I can't believe that there's... Even my parents heard of it, and they don't like that kind of music. It was an extremely popular song.
It was a cheesy, catchy song that all of a sudden everybody knew the words to out of nowhere.
Tell me the name of it again.
Thrift Shop.
Tags by Macklemore.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, I didn't even spell the name right. I spelled Macklemore something else. So I didn't spell it right.
Literally about going into. Yeah, the whole song is literally about going into a thrift store and trying to look fly.
Okay.
No. Yeah, but I did a song like that many years ago, Kimo.
Yeah, there's a couple of cheesy songs that were like that over the years.
All right, Amanda, it's coming in loud and clear. Amanda.
I'm moving to an area where I can actually hear everybody. Hang on one second.
Yes.
Yeah, I just had to listen to the tune, and I really feel like I'm out of the loop, but that does not sound familiar at all to me. I don't recognize it at all.
So on his album after that, he did a song called Kevin, which was about somebody that died from prescription painkillers.
Oh. Okay, well.
And then after that, he never had another top 40 hit again.
Oh, all right. Yeah, sad to say, or maybe it's okay, I just don't, yeah, I'll have to look it up. I don't know any of this stuff, so I'll try to listen to more of it.
Yeah,
definitely
a one-hit wonder. He's actually had a couple hits, but it seems like anytime he performs anywhere, everybody starts yelling out, do thrift shop. It's like...
Huh. Yeah, I remember at least five top 40 hits that he's had. The last one being a duet with Kesha.
Yep.
Okay.
But he had
his career of Chumbawamba. Said he could have had the career of Chumbawamba and did tub thumping. Huh. One dumb song about drinking, and that's their one-hit wonder.
I hated that song. I get knocked up, but I'll go down again. I hated that song.
Yeah, I've heard that song. I actually recognize the name of it, or the words to that.
Yeah, it's just some guy singing about, you know, he wants a whiskey drink and a vodka drink and a lager drink and a cider drink. And he's going to sing songs about to remind him of the good times and the bad times.
Hmm. Yeah, but I'll be honest, I kind of miss I don't miss Chumbawamba, but I miss actual bands being on the top 40 charts somehow. I'm just saying that, like, you don't hear, like, even the Killers don't make the top 40 all that often. Actual bands don't get played on top 40 radio anymore.
No, it's all pre-manufactured synthesized music and tuned people who can't sing in the first place.
Although, I hope it's changing because Stranger Things was able to get two songs resurrected from the dead and placed on the top 40 charts.
Yeah, kind of funny when Running Up That Hill from Kate Bush first came out. It did okay in the UK where she's from, but it did not do okay here at all. I mean, it got airplay, but
it got to
never
number 30 on
this long to reach
top 40.
Yeah, and it took it this long to get to number one.
But KLUC never played that song here, and I only heard it off of Casey Kasem. And I just remember thinking that that is the most different song that I have ever heard at that point. And I thought that was extremely cool of a song, and I just can't believe that it got stuck at number 30, and then 37 years later, it's on top of the charts. Did you hear the other song?
She was a very brilliant...
Yes.
Back in the day, she was a brilliant, eclectic artist in the UK, and her music was phenomenal, but it just never got any airplay or did anything here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's really hard to understand how that happened to her.
Was from Stranger Things.
Oh, Metallica's... now I can't
Master
think of the
of
name
Puppets?
Of the song. Yes.
Master of Puppets? Yes.
Yes.
I saw them live in 1985 before Cliff died. Yes.
Oh, so you get to see
yeah,
him with Cliff
Burton
was still
a rock. Yeah, somehow Master of Puppets made the top 40 now.
And the funny thing is, I go to the grocery store, and, you know, the grocery store plays their version of Muzak. Well, lately they play, like, you know, whatever off of XM radio. And I'm listening to Master of Puppets in the grocery store, and it was considered classic rock.
Right.
See, that's a good question, though, Kimo. I would like to understand how it is that Metallica is verboten on classic rock radio.
That one still puzzles me, too.
Yeah, it's like if Master of Puppets is too hard, I disagree. I get it. But Enter Sandman was a huge hit. If you want to take something slower, you got Nothing Else Matters. One is one of the in my opinion, one of the best heavy metal songs of all time.
Two of the best songs from Metallica, in my opinion, is One and Sanitarium.
I'm trying to see if I remember.
Both songs kind of have that same pattern to them where they start off kind of slow and then just jam.
Yeah. Yeah, Amanda's favorite band is Megadeth.
Oh,
but I still love Metallica. Yes, I do. Thank you for noticing. He is my celebrity crush.
You know, the original former lead singer of Metallica?
Yeah, you betcha. No, I've been a Metallica fan since their inception, and, you know, I'm old enough to remember when they came on the scene, and I'm old enough to remember when Megadeth came on the scene, and they both hold places of honor, but I am definitely a Megadeth fan.
At the time when Metallica first started, after they got rid of Dave Mustaine and Dave started Megadeth, right around that area when they were still doing Garage Days, you know, long before Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning and on that, we actually heard Metallica play as a garage band in Reno, Nevada.
Wow.
And we were like, damn, these guys are good. And it was like, yeah, we'll see where they go. And we were like, you know, here it is 35 years later, and we're like, you know, damn, amazing. Some half-tuned, half-natured, what they considered speed metal band at the time, turned out to be one of the rock icons that they are.
Huh.
Did you know
that's pretty...
that when Metallica fired Dave Mustaine and had auditions, that the lead singer of Primus auditioned?
Yep.
That
can
would
you
have
picture
changed
that
things
down
with
him?
Yeah, could you
that would have changed
the escalator with Metallica?
But if we want to go music here for a minute, I don't mind. I just find it strange how Primus did not have another song after their biggest hit, Why Not as Big Brown Beaver.
That whole album was their biggest album, and then they fell off the face of the earth for a while until Trey and Matt got a hold of them and said, hey, we have a new cartoon we're starting. We need a theme song.
And that's it from them, really, because they've had nothing else that got radio airplay.
No, that was like the last good Primus album other, you know, than everything else they've put out since then have been on South Park soundtracks in one way or another.
Hmm. So in other related music stuff, my wife and I, we went to downtown a couple weeks ago. We got to see a free concert by Rick Springfield, Men at Work, and John Waite.
I actually watched that show from my laptop because some friends of ours that live in Vegas live broadcasted the entire concert.
Okay.
John Waite played first, and then Men at Work came out second, which I thought John Waite did an awesome job. Him and the boys played well. Men at Work was good, but it just wasn't what I expected. I'd seen him in concert a couple times before. And to me, just hearing Colin Hay singing again was, you know, something, you know, it was good to hear, but, you know, their age is catching up to them a little bit as far as their performance goes, from what I could see.
See, and I thought that too, and I couldn't put my finger on it, but it sounded like they were missing something. And I don't know what that something was.
Heart. And I don't mean the band
heart.
I mean... Yeah, it was missing a little bit of soul.
Okay.
They were there to play. They were there to finish off the tour that they've been working with, you know, with everybody else. And since Vegas was the last show on the tour, what a way to finish out your tour on Fremont Street, you know?
Yeah.
But then... After all of that was done, and there was a 30-minute break.
Maybe that's what it was. They sounded tired.
Yes. And they didn't have any energy to them. They really didn't. It was like John Waite, he had energy. Him and the band had fun. Men at Work came out, and they, like, played their way through their set. And then some 72-year-old guy named Rick Springfield comes out looking better than most 40-year-olds I know. And him and his band rocked that hour and a half.
Yes. Although I was disappointed he didn't play my favorite Rick Springfield song.
Which one?
It was actually released as a single, and it was on the top 40 charts for a while. Celebrate Youth.
You know, you're right. He did not play Celebrate Youth that night. I had to think for a second. I'm going through every other song he went through, because he did like four songs off the Working Class Dog album. Then he did two songs off of the
Living
same
in
one
Us.
That he did Human Touch. Yeah.
Yeah, Living in Us.
And then he did, you know, the two songs he did to Love Somebody and the other one from the movie Hard to Hold.
Don't Walk Away.
Yeah. And then he did a few of his scattered hits throughout his career, all the way back from General Hospital until, you know, he became famous being a musician.
That's what Bruce was, among others, yeah.
But to finish the whole show off with Jesse's Girl was kind of unique.
I figured he would end on that. That is his signature song. But and he said he just turned 73 years old, like the day before. So my parents don't look anywhere near as good as that, and my dad's 74 and my mom is 70.
Okay, you were at the show. You saw when he took his shirt off about two-thirds of the way through the show.
Yeah.
That man's got better six-pack abs than most people in their 20s anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I was literally sit. We were literally here watching from the laptop, watching the entire concert. And a friend of mine who's in her 20s, she's like 25 or 26, said she'd still throw that old man down and have her way with him. So you know that man still, from all the way back from his General Hospital days to now, the man has no problem getting women.
It's funny how so many people look so broke down at earlier ages, but him, no way.
No, that's it. He didn't. They were taking close-ups every once in a while on his face for the live stream. They were zooming in on him and stuff. And As I said, even facially, no wrinkles, no nothing. He still looks like he's in like his late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, I thought it looked like he did get some face work done, but I'm not holding that against him.
Neither am I. I mean, but you notice the hair wasn't exactly its natural brown color either. There was a lot of gray showing through there. And
yeah,
he
but
doesn't
for
care.
Seven gray, you're not going to argue. It could be all gray. I wouldn't care.
Oh, hell no. Only because his voice was still there like it was back in the 80s. And you saw how much he was running around the stage and goofing around and jumping off stunt things and running out into the crowd. And, you don't see very, you see a 73-year-old man try to do that and he's breaking both of his hips.
Unless you're Mick Jagger.
Well, once again, back to an old comment that we made years ago about that. The joke is that Keith Richards made a deal with the devil that he would be part of one of the greatest bands in history. And they can only retire from being the Stones until Keith Richards dies. So if Satan put a clause in Keith Richards' contract that Keith Richards can't die.
So basically, Amanda, Keith you Richards want to bring your son on and discuss music? I don't mind. If Chemo doesn't mind, I don't mind.
Yeah, he
That'll
just said
save
he
on
is
Chemo's
listening.
Voice anyway.
He just said he's listening while he does homework, so whenever we're ready for him, we can... Let
yeah,
he
just press the one button when you want on, and we'll do it.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of done talking about Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, it's a very fun topic that has definitely. Oh, what did he say? Yes, press one. Yes, Lance, press one. If you haven't already, press one on your keypad.
All right, and if you want to bring him in, go
there
ahead.
Hey, Lance, you there?
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, we're talking music.
What's
so
I know
this about you. I know that music's one of your favorite topics to talk about as a musician and having been raised listening to the best bands that ever created on this earth. So I think you should probably be included in this music discussion.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I actually have a question for you that only you would be able to answer, actually.
Oh.
Now, you
okay.
grew up with
oh, hey, I'll
you grew up listening to stuff that, you grew up listening to stuff that your mom has, introduced you to over the years. And then I'm sure you listen to a lot of stuff that comes out nowadays. It's on like iHeartRadio and XM satellite and all that. And I want an honest answer.
Yeah.
Do you think your generation of music is better or worse than the generation me and your mom grew up with?
Oh man, I think that's a very easy answer. And I think the generation my mom grew up in is definitely better, 100%.
You raised him right.
Thank you.
Yeah, honestly,
I
think original music went out by the wayside in the late 90s when grunge died.
Grunge
because
was
I'm not going to sit here and say that Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots and other bands like that did not contribute. They sure did. But that was like the last big hurrah for music as we know it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right, man, because I know grunge kind of started up in Seattle, right? Started up there with, you had Nirvana, Alice in Chains, a few of those bands. And,
Soundgarden.
Yeah,
Soundgarden.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Not grunge, but you had things like Smashing Pumpkins at the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're awesome, too. That's another band my mom kind of raised us on. And so,
I never was into Green Day at all, though.
No.
Yeah, Green Day kind of sucks, man.
What were they? They weren't grunge, were they? What the? What is their?
They were Green Day, like punk.
Oh,
yeah, they were originally a punk. And then by the time they did Dookie, Dookie was more of, like, you know, trying to get mainstream radio airplay, which they did. And then, you know, American Idiot was their Rush 2112 or their Pink Floyd The Wall.
Oh, I see.
Right.
And then after that, you know, 21st Century and the last two albums after that have all just been eh.
Mm. Yeah. I definitely.
I mean, no
that.
Offense to them. They're still rocking and they're still out there doing it, but it just, you know, every band tries to top the last album they've ever done, and Green Day just hasn't done that with the last three albums.
You're right. No, I totally agree with
that.
Well,
they haven't even had a single that even made the alternative charts in at least 10 years.
Hmm. Is that true? I didn't even know that.
And see, that's like one of my favorite bands. That one of my favorite bands in the last 10 years that came out, oddly enough, is Imagine Dragons.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my grandsons will love to hear you say that.
Yeah,
because they still play their own instruments.
Yep.
It's not pre-auto-tune crap. It's not pre-synthesized stuff. They literally come out and bang on those drums and make all the noise they do with actual instruments and not just keyboards, synthesizers, and digital DJ units.
Yeah.
And apparently they put on a really great show, from what I understand. My daughter-in-law, she and her husband, my stepson, and they took the boys, all four of their sons, to see Imagine Dragons because that's their kid's favorite band, and apparently they put on a really great show.
Oh, it's incredible because you not just watch the same, you know, the same musicians in their band play the same instruments all night long. It's like they'll play a song and then all of a sudden you see them all rotate to different instruments. And they do this all night long during their show.
And aren't they from Utah?
Yeah.
Am I right? And
Matt,
aren't they from Utah? Yeah,
they're from Utah.
They're from Provo. Technically, they claim Salt Lake City, but they're actually from Provo, Utah.
Oh, okay.
But they got their start when they moved to Las Vegas.
Right.
Yes. And that was
like
before I moved to Vegas, they lived next door to the recording studio or the rehearsal studio. Between them and Panic at the Disco, I was living at one point in Vegas. I lived like right next door to the rehearsal studio where all these guys used before they did their shows and before they got famous in Las Vegas. So I must have heard Panic at the Disco play live shows for like 4 or 5 months before they even got famous.
Wow.
And what about
That's
the Killers?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Same thing. Yeah, all three of those heard bands Mr. are Bright. Vegas bands.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah, it's way cool.
Well, what's the name of the studio? Maybe Lance needs to find out where to go because he's played Vegas, right, Lance?
Yeah, I put a couple shows down there. I'm trying to remember the name of the place.
Well, I played Vegas too, but I don't think it matters because I live here.
Well, it's nice to know where the studio is and the name of it. If it's that good and it's pumping out some good bands.
It was just a rehearsal studio built in somebody's house next door to mine. They took a three-car garage and completely converted the garage into a rehearsal studio.
Wow. Quite literally garage days.
Oh, yeah. I could sit outside my front door of my house, go outside to light a cigarette, and even though they have soundproofing up in the garage, you could still hear them playing through the walls.
I'm sure of that. You'll have to ask some neighbors of ours when Lance was growing up about his many garage days of practicing and how they all got to hear his music.
Yeah.
You entertained the whole neighborhood.
Well, that was the thing.
I don't know if I call it entertainment.
So many different bands from Las Vegas would play at that rehearsal studio. That, like an example, when people knew the Killers were rehearsing there, we'd have like 40 people in the neighborhood and people from outside of our neighborhood all like hanging out in front of this house so they could hear the music.
Nice.
Wow.
So it was like little outdoor private concerts all the time. It was really great.
Oh, man. I'm jealous. That's way cool.
You know, it's not like sitting outside Krispy Kreme and listening to Lizzo rehearse.
Lizzo and all that crap, man. Yeah, I'm ashamed of my generation's music because it's garbage, man. Most of it.
I'm proud to hear you so bad.
Yeah, that's a controversial opinion, but.
I did find a really cool alternative band last year that I thought would have broken through a little bit better than what they did. But there's a group out there called Wet Leg.
Wet Leg. I haven't heard of that.
No.
That's a name.
So write that down, Amanda, and you could show him. You could show Lance later.
Okay.
Sounds like a fucking B song.
They have their own style. I promise you that. I like them a lot.
That's cool. That's cool, man. Yeah, I have to check them out. Wet Leg. Sounds interesting.
Wet. W-E-T. Wet Leg. I'll send you a link here in just a second, Amanda.
Okay. Yeah, so Lance, Proof is a musician as well, and he does electronica?
No, I'm more into electronica. It's not like dance beat kind of stuff. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, like house and that kind of stuff?
It doesn't really have a dance theme to it, so I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
Hmm.
Well, put it this way. He used to have Chemical Brothers posters up in his office.
Oh, yeah, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was my jam back then, Black Rock and Beats.
Bro, that's awesome, man.
Them and Daft Punk, those were my two.
Dude, Daft Punk is like where it started.
Well, they came out at about the same time. Actually, the Chemical Brothers had an album out before then, which was not exactly popular, but it was a decent album.
Right.
Exit Planet Dust. Dig Your Own Hole is. I just remember catching this on what was called Much Music. Back in the day, it was the Canadian version of MTV. And in 1986, I flipped this channel on, and they were doing their top 20 countdown. And in succession, they had, like, number 18 was Prodigy's Firestarter. Number 17 was Setting Sun by Chemical Brothers. And then 16 was Da Funk by Daft Punk. And that just changed my perception of music right there. And I at that point,
wow.
I decided I wanted to learn about techno music or electronica. And then eventually I learned how to create my own music, and I published 4 albums.
Wow, that's way cool, man.
Except back in the day, I was a professional stand-up comic touring with Chemo, among other people, so I didn't give electronic and music a chance to perform when I was in my 20s. I didn't I didn't publish my first album until I was 35.
Oh, dang, man.
So I got started late.
Yeah. However, we used to listen to it on the way to, like, traveling to 29 Palms and to Denver and stuff like that. That was, like, the stuff that Proof kept in the car all the time.
Yeah, I made mixtapes of just random music. Nothing was a theme.
Dang, dude. That's the best music, though. You know?
Oh, definitely.
I just think that we're ready for a new style of music, and I don't know what that style will be, but it just seems like we're stagnant in the music department.
Well, Lance has a specific new style of music. He can tell you a little bit about it if you'd like to know. It's its own unique, I don't know what you'd call it, Lance.
I don't even know either. It's definitely a different style of music. It's got rock in it. It's definitely kind of like rock based, but it has like electric cello and electric harp. It sounds kind of dumb. Like when you hear it, you're like, what? But when you listen to it, it's definitely got a different vibe to it. But people seem to like it most of the time. They might be lying to me.
Well, if you want me to play your music here, I'll do it if you send it over.
Yeah? For real?
Yeah. Send some on Facebook,
okay.
Lance, on Messenger.
Actually, you can email me. I'll give you my email. It's proof. The email is proof@freedomizerradio.com.
Let's see. Proof. Let's see. I could send you. Okay. Sorry. One sec.
Well, Chemo, I know you want to rest your vocals for a minute. I could play him one of my songs just to let him see what I'm working with here.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome.
It's bad enough I told you
yeah,
to listen to my voice right now.
Rambutans. You could find me on SoundCloud under the name The Rambutans. So I'm gonna play a song called Fight.
Fight, 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 fight. the New World Order. Fight, 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 fight the New World Order. Fight, 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 fight the New World Order. Fight, 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 fight the New World Order.
Together, so I count down and we all watch it at the same time while it plays live.
Okay.
And everybody else will hear the audio if they're just listening in on the radio.
Everybody's like, what is going on?
So just let me know when you're ready to hit play and I'll count down and we'll all watch it at the same time.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. You guys are ready, too, I'm assuming here. So I'll go ahead and count it. All right. I'll wait for you.
My laptop's running a little slow tonight. Okay.
You're cold.
Ready to
All
play
right.
on the countdown.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Green Dude. You'll have a change in your plans today, Green Dude. You're now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, Biasnitch. You'll only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in higher education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it costs. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, Green Dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biasnitch, didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst, I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, Green Dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, Green Dude. You thinks you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats. After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist Lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, Green Dude. He specifically says in the song, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get your nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children, Green Dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer, it doesn't matter if we are naked or not, we got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang. I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, Green Dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, Green Dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees finna get that COVID gene therapy and your money fox vaccine in the kadunkadunk dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and have heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you want to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just by the rest of us. Even Geolobolis got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that cares into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says Green Dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I have to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, Green Dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We are checking for COVID.
Please, educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, Green Dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what you believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, Green Dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
Alright, so that was an episode.
Oh man, that was beautiful. Yeah.
I didn't hear a word you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good, man. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I can.
Oh, you can? Okay. Oh, I was just saying that was hilarious, man.
Yeah, well, if you ever feel like binge-watching them, there might be 100 of them by now.
So did you make all those? You created that?
Yeah, that's my series,
that's awesome.
Broccoli Man. So they have this. There's another nemesis that he has called Liberal Person, and then there's the Fact Checker that's called the Factor, and then there's also sometimes a group of 20 somethings called the Millennials,
and
they're all about being woke.
That's awesome.
Amanda's favorite character is this guy called Mike, whose birthing partner is trying to get him pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, my
voice
God.
On
I
that
know you like his voice.
Like nails on a chalkboard. Yes.
I love his voice. The time I'm going to start talking, I'm going to talk like this.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's a lot of the current thing wrapped up in a nice little package of interactions between these characters.
I like it. Yeah, I was hearing a lot of the, how would you say it, controversial stuff in there, which is good. That's what we need.
Well, that's why I do them. It's to raise awareness, and if you could bring comedy in and share some truth at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly, man. No, I think that's awesome. It reminds me of, something I used to watch that was just like that. I can't remember now. But yeah, you got to get that out, man. You got to get that on like TV.
It's actually on Roku. You can get on Rumble.
What?
The Rumble channel on Roku. If you haven't already downloaded the channel. Yeah, the Roku thing.
Oh, that's way cool. I'll put that on for my friends tomorrow.
See what they say. But your friends are all pretty much the same like-minded that you are. So they'll accept that kind of message. You don't hang around with people who are disturbed and think that the current administration is actually even legitimate.
Oh, no. There's so much wrong with our current, like, everything. Our presidency, our administration, you know, like,
yep.
Not a lot of kids my age.
Do you think people your age, Lance, are they finally seeing it, or they love Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady?
Yeah, exactly. No, man, people my age, I don't even know how to describe this. Their self-awareness is not there. Like, not only do they not know about these things going on around them, like the Rockefellers or, you know, just all that kind of stuff. They're just not aware of...
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, the price of gas going up triple. They don't see why?
Oh, yeah, there's no way. Yeah, these people that are my age, like, in their 20s, maybe some... Like, I have friends who understand it, but it's because we're like-minded, but just peers in general, they have no idea.
And see, it's funny around here because the people around your age in their early 20s and stuff, they were the ones that were brainwashed into, oh, Orange Man bad, and he's the new Satan and everything. And then once former Vice President Biden, you know, stole the election, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden, with everything that's been going on for the last 18 months to almost 2 years now, a lot of the ones around here in Colorado, they're like, wait, we voted for this? Were we high at the time?
Exactly. They're like, why did we do this? This was a bad idea.
So on these cartoons, Lance, so there's the millennials, and they go to a school called Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology. So they go to SHIT.
That's awesome.
One of them got a scholarship offer from Furman University of California, Kingsville. And he ended up not going to FUCK because they demanded weekly monkeypox gene therapies.
Oh, my gosh, man.
So he's considering going to Delaware University of Moon Beach. So we'll see if he goes to Dumb.
Oh, geez. I love that.
So, Amanda, I'll play one with the millennials. Do I want to play Mike Wants to Get Pregnant, or do I want to show him who Jamar and Sugar are?
Yeah, that one.
Oh. Show him
Sugar's
who Jamar and Sugar
so
are.
We better show that. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to show you the whole spectrum of these guys.
I'm ready.
So, Kimo, we'll play the one that I called New Boosters that I sent you.
What?
So, just got let it. Me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm waiting on the others here.
What's that link?
Oh, I sent it to your Facebook Messenger.
Oh.
It's, is it called the Millennials?
That's called New Boosters, okay. Featuring the millennials.
Okay, yeah, now I see it. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, cool. All right, so we'll hit it then. I'll count down right now. 3, 2, 1, action.
We have to get our next booster shot this week. Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology said we have to get shots by next Friday or else we will not be allowed to take our semester finals.
It felt so good to not have a gene therapy for 5 whole weeks. I can't afford to miss my finals at SHIT. I am so done with these boosters and heart attacks, B.
How dare you complain about doing something that Brandon demands we do? SHIT is the best campus ever for liberal studies. Everything Brandon, Vic Kagler, and Michael Robinson Obama are the most liberal and loving things ever said.
Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady. Barry Sawatara got so lucky in picking out a great husband. Jim, you need to be a man and stop complaining about your heart attacks. If you die, then it's your own fault because you went to the wrong place to get the gene therapy.
I heard something about there being snake venom in the Randy Saver and also in the Lysnick COVID gene therapies. That is why there are so many heart attacks.
You're a liar, Jamar. You are just watching too much fakes. Stop listening to Joe Rogan Proof Negative and Tucker Carlson. You're a fool for thinking that these vaccines are not loving and liberal.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. This dude Bees is a complete dunce.
He is going to say some kind of recitation and tell us how good Trump was. It is not fair that Brandon has to clean up Trump's mess.
Really? What mess is Brandon having to fix?
You are the dumbest something that guy. Trump and everyone that voted for him are a bunch of racists.
Brandon had to stop us from capitalism. Now we have a world of cancel culture and censorship. You conservatives and approved negative listeners do not get your free speech. That is only for us liberals.
Trump would have gotten us into our player. No one likes Trump, B.
My social credit score is going to be the best at the SHIT campus.
Brandon is going to help us get a one world government. They will arrest anyone who is not a Democrat.
I heard we will finally own nothing, and everyone will love it, or they will be taken to a fat camp and taught how to live it.
So you think Trump would have gotten us into war? He was the first president to not start a war in many decades. And didn't Biden start putting troops in the Ukraine?
But we had to start a war against Russia. Putin is a bad man. George Soros even said so.
George Soros is against racism. That's why he helps fund the neo-Nazis in Ukraine to fight against Russia.
Oh my gosh. Can't you hear yourself? You just said it was okay to help fund the Nazis to fight against another country? They have been fighting this war for almost 8 years, elite. Besides, George Soros went on 60 Minutes and said his favorite job ever was working on the Nazi death camps and going through all the dead prisoners' pockets.
Just because the Bees are Nazis does not mean them is racist. Only American Republicans are racist.
My parent 1 and parent 2 said that all Nazis are bad no matter what. We should not judge everyone based on their skin color. We should judge them on being a dumb Republican.
I judge everyone based on if them Bees is white. If you white, get out my sight. If you black, I will give you all of my fat stacks. If you Asian, you ain't staying. If you Mexican, don't come back again. All you all Bees is racist for liking all them other races.
Well, sugar, even I think that sounds kinda racist on you.
Shut up, Jamar, or I will kick you in your front hole. You have been acting a bit sketchy lately.
A judge today just ruled it is not constitutional to make everyone keep wearing scams on airplanes, buses, or on Ubers.
That is some serious racist issue right there.
Now how can we bully people who are not liberal? We need a way to prove to people we are better than them. I don't want them judging us. We cannot all white bully and judge them for not being communists.
We are all better than people who are not communists, though. Communists are smart and loving. I love all people who are black, vote for Brandon, and love to live under communism.
By the way, some pictures from Hunter Biden's laptop came out. There are 80 naked pictures of him at an island. He is doing things to naked underage girls.
So what? He was a professor. He was probably teaching them gender or sexual studies like in first grade. I hope all the black kids on the island all got A's.
What is so bad about that? He always said he loves kids. You cannot get any more liberal than that.
Even if he was naked on an island and only young girls, it is still way better than Trump's mean tweets, B.
Trump's mean tweets are literally the worst THMG that ever happened to America.
Oh wow. You are all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You think Trump's mean tweets are worse than having underage sexual relations with young girls is okay. And Trump's mean tweets are what destroyed America?
My girlfriend was in a ladies' prison for 30 days for breaking the window of a federal building. While she was there, she got two other ladies pregnant. I am so pissed that she cannot get me pregnant. But she can get two other people pregnant in a ladies' jail. Oh no, I called her the wrong gender again. I do not want to go to the Weimar General Hospital for broken bones again. I will go to Weimar General for having a heart attack or getting a gene therapy. But I ain't going because my birthing partner eats me up with Jim's fists.
I am always going to wear his cap for the rest of my life no matter what. It is the correct and Democrat thing to do.
Please. Do not let these millennials and Generation Z turn this world into a communist dungeon. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Get yourself educated and help us fight the new world order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live. You will not regret educating yourself and hearing Prue's show with great co-hosts and guests that are very informative. Freedomizerradio.com.
You cannot pay me enough to get freedomized. Bruce is not woke, Hems is not loving and liberal. He does not appreciate the Clinton or Brandon crime syndicates. I hope Hembees is taken away to a FEMA camp.
Okay, so that's the millennials.
Pretty spot on. Pretty dang accurate.
How'd you like that annoying deep voice? That was a pretty good description, right?
Oh my gosh. It just reminds me of school. Like every day at school. I'm like, ah. You know.
Yes, and Lance goes to the school here in St. George, Utah, where they just changed the name from Dixie State to Utah Tech to be more inclusive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy.
But what about those people that don't like technology? It's not inclusive to them.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly, man. That's what I mean. Gosh. You should come
like,
talk
I don't own
that.
A cell phone, so it's exclusive to me.
Well, we certainly didn't want to be associated with Dixie because anything that says Dixie on it, obviously, is so racist. So racist, but
yeah.
We won't talk about the millions of dollars that the university took in order to make that name change happen. We're not going to talk about that.
Did the Soros Foundation help at all with that?
I bet.
It wouldn't surprise me. I'm pretty sure there was Nike was one of the big contributors, if I remember right.
Mm.
And was it Laura that was telling us proof when we were at lunch? I think she had mentioned Nike and one other big company.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, all these places where these millennials hang out, like at Starbucks and everything else, what company makes all the cups for all of that? I believe the name of the company is Dixie.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wow, that's so racist of them.
Unless they're switching to red Solo cups and celebrating Toby Keith.
Hey, that could be that. Oh, man. Yeah.
So I need a couple minutes again here, so it's up to you guys to hold it down for like 2-3 minutes.
Awesome. I'm going to introduce Lance anyway because so as you know, Kimo, this is my son, Lance. He's my youngest out of my two sons, and I have a stepson who is 37. and Lance is 29, and he has been a musician pretty much his whole life, and I wanted to bring him on the show tonight to have him talk about his different aspirations and visions with using his talent in music to help others. And you heard us talk about him actually creating his own music style. He's very humble when he describes it, but it is pretty profound. He plays the harp, the cello, the drums, the guitar, what else do you play, Lance? Gosh, you have more instruments that you play than you don't play, I swear. Play the penny whistle.
What do I not
you
play?
Sounds good. Yeah, that's really the smaller list. But and so Lance is kind of a one-man band, even though he does have a couple of bands. He has one that's with the harp and the cello, and then you play in the metal band, just the cello, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just the cello that you play
yeah.
in the metal band? Okay.
Yeah, I do electric cello in the metal band.
Right, so that electric cello has quite the metal sound, of course, and it definitely fits pretty well in any of those type of genres, but because that's more of your leaning toward the metal or rock sound, but at the same time, you've learned a lot about music in general, like what it does for the psyche, the body, the soul, and how you would use that to help others through whatever it might be, if it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing, what music does. And for people who read scriptures and understand the Bible, even in the Bible there are references to music being used to heal. And so I just wanted to bring that up and let Lance tell us what, maybe mention that scripture reference, Lance. You have that usually on the top of your head, and then tell us what you do with that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place to start it off. I think it's 1 Samuel 16:14. So, I mean, if you read the Bible in 1 Samuel 16:14-23, it talks about how David was a harp player, and the king was like overtaken with a bad spirit or something like that, and he calls for David to come play the harp. And then in verse 23 it says, whenever the evil spirit from God bothered Saul, David would play his harp, Saul would relax and feel better, and the evil spirit would go away. It's kind of, that's
nice.
Interesting. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Music, like, just like we were talking about before I jumped on, man, like, music's a big driving factor for all of us, I think, every single one of us. And, you know, growing up on metal and Megadeth and all that good stuff, like, I think different times in life, different music drives me in different ways, I guess. So music's the best tool to use to cope with life, whether it's good or bad. You know?
Right.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just saying, I guess in my life, I'm just trying, like, looking at it in third person, there's a lot of things, like when I'm stressed out or just having a hard time, or same with, you know, people close to me, I realize that music's like, there's a lot of things you can do, but music really is kind of just like one of the overall fundamental driving forces. And so, like right now I'm doing 18 credits in school, and I'm in pre-med, so I'm in freaking organic chemistry and physics, and I'm just like, dude, this crap is insane. But metal is like my best friend right now, because it just gets me, you know, helps me push through it and focus, surprisingly. So, but other times of life, different music works. But a lot of throughout the week, I'll go, because I play the harp, I'll go to like senior centers and I'll play the harp for old, like older people with dementia or Alzheimer's, and I'll go to, just like gather them together and play the harp with them, and it's really cool to see their before and after. Because before I start playing with them and get them interactive and, you know, help them kind of heal in the moment with the harp, you know, they're kind of like grumpy and blah, blah, blah. But after we're done with the harp and the music therapy, they're all like talking and they're happier. And so it's just interesting to see how music plays a role in like healing you, even if it's just like a little bit, to help you get like another, get a little bit more through the day, or, you know, get through the day. Music will help you do that.
And see, I was always brought up believing that music is the soundtrack to the soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, in my case, if I need to get amped up, you know, I listen to Def Leppard. If I need to relax, I listen to, like, Boz Scaggs or Steely Dan or, you know, some old Pink Floyd, you know, stuff that really...
Wow, Boz Scaggs,
lets
really?
My bones slow down. Huh?
Really, Boz Scaggs? Not Starland Vocal Band?
No, the Starland Vocal Band only had one good song, and it was about getting a quickie in the afternoon, so... I mean, seriously, look at the lyrics to Afternoon Delight. You'll know.
Oh, man. That's really funny. You know. Gosh.
Well, Lance, in our family, we have a little saying, and we always like to point out we have the trifecta for stress relief. And one of the aspects of the trifecta is the music. And for us, it tends to be more on the heavier side, the metal side. But also, I mean, there's something to be said just about frequencies and the vibration that different tones make that seems to actually affect even the brain function. And Lance, you've studied this a lot, and you've used it in many circumstances. For example, when we were working in addiction recovery and using that to help these recovering addicts go through their past trauma and get to the point where they're able to use it's different tools that are at their fingertips, like music, to help them deal with their stress rather than to fall back into past patterns and help them get into that meditative state. So I wondered if you might touch on that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of music, I think. I was just doing some, I think it was yesterday, I was doing some research how music at certain frequencies is like the healing factor when your amygdala is overworked and overstressed. And so there's that part of your brain that's right in the center, the amygdala. And when it gets overworked and overstressed, then that's when people start like breaking down and, you know, having a lot of bad symptoms. Put your body into the, you know, sympathetic mode, and playing certain frequencies will like directly help heal that. Is really interesting. They use that in healing like people with that have seizures and things like that. So that's really interesting. But in this addiction recovery clinic, it was same kind of thing. It was like I'd meet with these people and do music therapy with them, play certain frequencies, and there was one guy, I don't know if you remember this, Mom, but there's that one. I think it was a guy would go in there and we'd play and he'd be out, just pass out.
Yeah. Yes, I remember very well. Frank. Yep.
Yeah, that's who it was. You know, yeah. He was up, and then once the music starts going, 2 seconds later he was out. That's just kind of what it does. I don't know. Like there's a lot that goes into music and music therapy and why it does what it does. But I think the biggest for me and what I've seen it do for other people is, you know, it really helps your imagination. Like, if you think about it, people do art and do certain things that help, like, empower their imagination. Music's like the best for that. You know?
And so the imagination's like your visualization. So if you are walking somebody through some sort of stress management program, you might encourage them to do some specific directed visualization. Would you agree that that helps that creativity factor?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think that's one of the big things I'll do when I'll go play harp with the older people is I'll have them visualize stuff. And I think the reason that works, the reason I think that's healing is because the more we grow and the more we go through life, like, the more stresses get put onto us and the more overwhelming things come, but we forget how to create. You know, we forget how to create in our mind and how to imagine and, you know, create worlds and create scenarios. You know what I'm saying? Like, we forget how to do that stuff because we're so overwhelmed with all the stupid stuff in life. And music is, like, what helps you get back into that. Helps you recreate and keep your brain alive.
Yeah, that's a good point. Keeping your brain alive. I like the sound of that. And what have you noticed through your experiences, through studies, just as a combination of all the things, for something like chronic pain management? What have you found with that?
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. Again, there's music's just really interesting because, well, there's a study called Somatic, and you've heard of it. You've heard of Somatic.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's that's kind of what it plays into. Somatics is the basically like what music and music frequencies, the effect that it has on its surroundings. And so with pain management, so you're having headaches or, well, what, I'll put it like this, and I think we all can agree with this, a lot of our physical symptoms are caused because of emotional problems, emotional and mental distress. And music seems to be able to alleviate that, which helps in turn alleviate our physical symptoms. And so there's that, but a long, long time ago, like thousands of years ago, we have records of people in old indigenous people in Australia who would heal and set bones with the didgeridoo, which is really crazy. They would use the didgeridoo to help with, like, bone issues and pain and things like that. So, I mean,
yeah,
I feel like people back... Sorry, go ahead.
It was the vibrations from the didgeridoo helped re-knit, like, broken bones and,
yeah,
like, damaged cartilage and stuff. The aboriginals would use therapy, music therapy of the didgeridoo to help heal the body.
Yep, exactly. You're totally right, man. And that's really, really interesting. I mean, it just shows, not just in music, but in a lot of things, the indigenous people knew way more about this than we do now. They knew way more about healing and just, you know, what is in earth, what is Mother Nature. Like, they were way more in tune with what was going on with all of that. And that's just crazy. Like, you would never see that nowadays.
No, because there's no profit in it.
Exactly.
And the whole thing is there are so many old ways, you know, of healing and everything else that could still be used, but they'll never reuse them again because, you know, the pharmaceutical companies can't make a profit off them.
Yep, exactly. And all pharmaceuticals really do, I mean, sure, maybe some help in certain situations, but all it really does is create more inflammation, and that's the biggest source of sickness is inflammation. and it's whether it's emotional or physical, and like music along with other different things, frequency healing is one of the best ways to alleviate that inflammation. But yeah, like you said, there's no profit in it. You know, you'd never see that at a hospital. That's considered quack science.
And see, there's times
not
like
many people know about binaural beats, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, binaural beats are, it's huge. I mean, binaural beats, that's another aspect of, you know, frequency and, you know, music therapy, healing, and people have no idea what that is. So whoever's listening, you know, whoever's on board listening right now, they got to, you know, look into that, look into binaural beats, because that's, not only does that help heal you, but it's, there's been studies where it can help people with PTSD, and a lot of different, like, mental issues.
And see, one of the things I used to deal with being a comedian for all those years and still doing it is, I have times where I'm an insomniac, where I try and I can't sleep. My brain just moves too fast. And then I can throw on one or two of my playlists and turn my music on, and within 10 minutes, I'm like out like a light.
Exactly.
So I believe in music being used for both mental and physical therapy, because I think music is an excellent thing.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. No, I love that. It's true. Cause, I know, it just works. And, I mean, there's so many areas that it works, that music therapy works in. It's just, there's so much more to find, like, to research about it. And that's kind of what drives me. That's kind of what I want to do more, is do more research into that and kind of help try to restore those, you know, those healing methods that the Aborigines had, you know. Like, it's always been here, but it got lost over time.
And see, there's a friend of mine that lives in Los Angeles. He's one of those people that gave up all social media, so it's really hard to get a hold of him, but he was known as Stone Malone. He played in a couple of really good bands over the years, and mostly he's a studio musician, but when he started heading into his art gallery work and stuff, he did a lot of studying himself into, like, into tonal therapy and, you know, basically going into a more in-depth history of music, of music theory anyway. And
right.
He would come up with just amazing stuff that, you know, to listen to him speak about it just blew your mind, you know, for the rest of the night. And then you never listen to music the same again. It's like, he had this whole philosophy at one point, because he did a lot of weird studying on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album.
Right.
And after hearing him talk about that album and then turn around and trying to listen to it after that and going, all right, I get it now. I get why they used that progression and that tonal quality in that section of the song, or why they did, you know.
Right. Yeah, man, it's really interesting and it's really intriguing, and it's just, there's so much more to learn about it, and I don't know, so when I make music, that's kind of my goal with it, is to, you know, try to create healing in it, but also, like, create a picture to help people kind of, like, put themselves in a state of mind. And so, but yeah,
but that's why I was going to say, that's why I have a distaste for most modern music. Because like I said, it's right. All auto-tune, all digitally done and stuff. There is no heart and no soul in it. And then you listen to them, you know, they put out this auto-tuned piece of trash that they're forcing down kids' throats, and all these kids are spending millions buying the album. And then they ask the artist in an interview, like, what was your inspiration for this? Oh, well, I partially wrote the lyrics, and it was about a breakup I had. And it's like, girl, you've had 17 breakups in the last 3 years. You know, you could have a slew of songs at that point.
Yeah, breakup songs.
But, you know, I'm not bad-mouthing Taylor Swift or anything.
But what about Lizzo when she got that song called Where's My Phone?
Oh, my gosh.
And she's the oppressed one making $12 million last year.
Oh, my God.
She spent $10 million of it a year.
It's saddening. Like, the music industry is just, it's trash. Like, it's been trash for years.
Well, but I think it's that way on purpose because now you won't have any, like, there was anti-war songs in the 60s and early 70s. You won't find that now at all. Not even close.
Oh, no. Yeah, nothing like that, man. Everything mainstream is, you know, rap or, you know, just these pop star rap artists that, you know. And it's,
what
and
I don't
it
understand is mumble rap, because with rap, you're supposed to let your lyrics do the talking, but if you're just mumbling and nobody can hear you, then what's the point of rap?
It's so true, man. What's that? There's a rapist with, what is his name? 6ix9ine. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, crap like that. Yeah. This guy's
actually, there was a version of rap that I didn't mind a few years ago called emo rap or sad rap. It's just that everybody that was involved in the genre died.
Oh, God.
That's because they sit sitting in the dark listening to pop punk pipes crying while they were cutting themselves.
Well, that was XXX Tentacion. It was Little Peep. It was Mac Miller, and a few others, and they all just died. So the genre died with them.
Yeah, man.
Wasn't it Little Peep that put out a hit song, and it was like 3 weeks later he committed suicide?
It's possible. He was only 21 when he died.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I mean, his song literally wasn't out that long, and, you know, this was his rise to glory, and he committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he OD'd, not suicide. He OD'd on some kind of drug. And then XXXTentacion had a duet with him, but neither one of them actually knew anything about it. The moms of Little Peep and XXX decided that they would agree to let this merge together and become a hit to celebrate both of their deaths at a young age.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Why couldn't Biggie Smalls' moms do that?
That would have been a good question.
Yeah, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
The last good protest song that came out was last year when Kid Rock put out We the People.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you count all the versions of Let's Go Brandon that all had their run at number one on Spotify.
Yeah, because
some of them made the top 40 charts.
Oh, yeah, man. Have you heard of Bryson Gray, the rapper Bryson Gray?
Yeah, and Loza Alexander lives here in Vegas, and we're Facebook friends.
What? That's awesome, man. Yeah, that guy's really cool. He's got some good music. Yeah, Bryson Gray is awesome. He's got some really good.
That was funny last year when Let's Go Brandon songs were 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 on the charts at the same time.
It says something, doesn't it?
Yeah. But Brandon totally is rocking that 28% approval rating.
28, that's higher than I thought it was.
Well, that's because they polled 10,000 Democrats and 2,000 Republicans.
Okay. That's right. Well, I know dead people were voting, so that's great. That's healthy.
Yeah, and anytime somebody wants to get the dead rolls off, the Democrats are like, no, we're not going to do that. Like, well, what is so important about keeping these people dead since 1968 on the voter roll? Well, we know why, because they could assign a vote to them.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
And I will send them a voting card in the mail. Someone will fill it out for them.
A Democrat.
Well, they have what's called ballot harvesting here, where on election day, for all the casino workers, they have the union go in. And if you say you haven't voted or don't want to vote, they have you sign your name on the bottom of the vote, and they just fill it out for you.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No,
why would I
That's horrible.
Well, they're securing themselves a win. And their excuse is, well, people are too busy working to vote.
At this point, it's like the majority of people. Yeah.
And yet, even though Nevada is a right-to-work state, it's the unions that run all of that anymore, as far as the casinos and any of the major companies or corporations within the state of Nevada. So, yeah, they get away with ballot harvesting every 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll never have a fair election again, probably, unfortunately.
Yeah, the only way to have a fair election from this point out is a civil war, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And there's no way to figure out who the enemy even is. But you got 30% of the people that want communism, and you got 20% of the people that don't want communism and they're willing to stand up for it, if that. But mostly there's just people that are, well, I just won't talk and I won't do anything, but I'll put my scam on and I'll get my gene therapy. This way nobody says anything to me. So the majority of the population are just a bunch of squishes.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hi, sheeple.
Yep.
Yeah. They're like, well, if I just comply harder, it will all go away. Never mind that the only reason why all those therapy mandates and the scam dates went away was because the truckers threatened to strike. All of a sudden, the science changed on that day.
Oh, my gosh.
And now with the railroad striking.
What's that?
And now with the railroad workers striking.
Yeah, I heard that they reached an agreement, but their agreement might fall through. So they might be on strike after all.
They call it a temporary tentative schedule. And this agreement, this quote-unquote agreement, I guess, is only supposed to be good until January 3rd of 2023.
Okay.
But, however,
so they're just kicking the can down the road,
rail workers
basically.
Can still strike between now and then at any time.
Okay.
It just brings back the old joke that happened last week when hit Biden through his little party in front of the White House going, the economy's going great, everything's fine. Meanwhile, at the exact same time as he's giving that speech, the Dow dropped 1,300 points.
Right, because they announced the record inflation rate of 8.5%.
Yep. So it was, to me, watching him do that speech was like watching Nero fiddle while Rome burned.
Well, I don't know what was worse, that or the week before that or 2 weeks before when he talked with that red background behind him, so he gave his Hitler impersonation.
Oh, that was a new order. That was a new world order speech right out of George Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, because
that was
if
just
you're
so
going
ominous.
After and anybody that ever said anything about Brandon, you're probably going to look at over 80% of the United States public because somebody, almost everybody out there has complained about gas prices or they've complained about something with Brandon. They're not. I don't think there's 20% of America that has not said one bad thing about him.
Good point.
I would say that message close, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, if you complain about the food shortages, if you complain about the price of gas, if you complain about the rent being too damn high, then you've essentially complained about Brandon.
Or immigration, or jobs lost, or...
Yeah.
You know, everybody having to go for their, you know, their seventh round of vaccinations and... You know, pick something. In the last 22 months? Pick something.
Hey, I pulled a new ad today off of YouTube. I want to show you guys.
Okay. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Yeah, it sounds about
right.
That
was so great. I dropped my phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, California's banning fuel cars. And like,
yes, and Governor Newsom wants to debate DeSantis over COVID.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
No, it's funny with that though. Oh. Like you said, like 2035, California is going to be the first state not to sell any car that's not electric. Yet there are Gavin Newsom's already telling people, you know, trying to tell them don't charge your car all the time because it's putting a strain on the electrical grid. It's going to be like said by the time they go all electric and. You know, they're going to have brownouts because Bob wanted to charge his Tesla to go golfing.
Oh, my gosh.
You think they're going to have golf where there's no grass because they won't have any water either?
Exactly.
Oh, they'll still have golf. I mean, you're going to have to shoot over homeless people and, you know, make sure you don't get needles stuck in your cleats, but...
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. No, I'll just move.
However, with no cash bail, you could brain a homeless person with a 5-iron and be out in 30 minutes.
Yeah, what's up with Chicago's cash bail system?
They're
that's
getting
all
rid
of Illinois
it. So now. You could have second-degree murder and not go to jail. You just get a ticket.
Yeah, they literally made the purge legal.
And if you're a rightful gun owner that just wants to defend yourself because someone's breaking into your house, that is an arrestable offense.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't let somebody steal your stuff.
No, yeah, I saw that on the news the other day. Like, what the hell?
And things zero cash bail covers. Assault with a deadly weapon, murder two, rape, sexual assault, just any assault, felonious assaults and stuff. It's like, oh, no cash bail.
No, they're doing it for the kids, so I guess it's okay.
I mean, was it, they just had that person in New York that got caught, going after people with a machete, and then they put him in jail, and 2 hours later he was out, and 30 minutes after that he was going after somebody else with a machete.
Did they hand him his machete back and said, we apologize for keeping you so long?
No, I think he's got a stockpile of them in his basement somewhere.
But then there was that other guy that, a Democrat, ran over an 18-year-old conservative. and he admitted he ran him over because he votes Republican, and he was released out the next day.
Well, you live in Vegas. What about the Democrat that killed the person who worked for the Review Journal?
Hey, I got one better. That same guy was my ex-wife's divorce attorney against me. So I know him a little too well. And he's still getting a salary.
Wow.
Yeah, he makes his $130,000 a year.
Gotta love that.
Small world.
Well, he's a Democrat,
a small world,
so he's loving and liberal.
It's a small world when nobody's wearing straight jackets anymore.
Exactly.
Well,
Lance,
you
have
to head
then
out.
Then there's
John Fetterwoman. Sorry, Amanda.
I
go ahead.
I don't know. I was just saying, I got to head out here
Lance.
In a second. But, thanks for having me, guys.
You guys
are awesome.
Lance,
now you know
speaking
who works with.
Exactly. No, you guys freaking rock, man. We'll have to meet up in person sometime and... go golfing.
Well, I was
in
just
California.
Out
there. Oh, yeah. Love that.
Hung out with him. We went to Turmeric, and then we went to Flake just a couple days ago.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. Gosh, man. I know. I missed you. I feel bad. I was trying to have time, but I chose death. I chose school.
All right. That's fine. I want to play this 11-second clip real quick.
My name is John Fetterwoman.
That's the guy that had a stroke and only wears hoodies. And he wants free heroin to be legal in safe shooting zones. And he wants the prison. He wants there to be no prison system.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
Yeah, I know. It's so loving and liberal.
Yeah, I love that, man. Jeez. that make our economy even better.
Yeah, well, some people say they're for anarchy, and I guess he's going to walk his walk.
Well, that'll probably be America in the next 20 years, so anyway, but, you know, we'll just have to grab some popcorn and watch it happen.
Yeah,
that's about
well,
all I'm doing.
Sure
I'm out in Colorado.
Yeah, yep, exactly. But
that's why I live in my quiet redneck mountain town in Colorado.
Exactly. Better to be in a redneck town than, you know, Portland.
Yeah, actually,
no,
the governor's race in Portland is officially 50-50, believe it or not. And I can't remember the last time they even considered a Republican governor. So if they're telling you it's 50-50, it means that the Republicans are up by 5-8.
Wow.
I just want to go on vacation in Chaz. I mean, Chop. I mean, you know, that section of Seattle everybody hates.
Yeah.
That's where I lived in the summer. I was in Seattle, or not in, I was like in Auburn, but wow, it's pretty bad.
No, those people thought they were being righteous, but then they just took over the movement from each other. It was crazy that they had a new leader every few days.
That's so weird. But
I guess you
what
put
is
somebody up
them?
And then you're the new mayor.
Oh my god.
Hey fellas,
I guess that's the way it's
now.
Now. If you want to be the governor of Texas, you should beat up Governor Abbott. Wheelchair and all.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like on The Simpsons, I want to challenge them to a duel.
Oh, my God. To a joust.
Biden couldn't lift a gun. It's too heavy for him.
Well, good. Then he won't be there much longer. Someone else. Yeah, you get one of these people fresh out of prison in Pennsylvania. They'll become the new president because they could draw faster than John Fetterwoman or Brandon. That's where we're going. And you have to speak Spanish.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, exactly. Exactly. No, Hillary Clinton will run again and she'll win. You know?
That pronoun says that they're not, but who knows?
Yeah. You never know now.
But I think the Democrats are looking at two people specifically for 2024. I think it's Governor Grusom or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. One of them is going to be the Democrat operative. I mean the Democrat nominee.
Cough, cough.
What? So you've got Governor Grusom going, hey, vote for me because I'm pretty and I take it in the backside.
Well, you have a lot of people who have never been to California that they find him attractive. And they see him as a devout liberal. And a lot of progressives want communism. And they feel that he's the perfect guy to bring them to the communist promised land.
And see, one time I said I was born in California, and at one time California used to be, and it's hard to say this without laughing too, but California used to be a beautiful kind of beautiful state.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sections of it that are still kind of beautiful if they haven't burnt down or been turned into, you know, transgender love-in stations. But, you know, nowadays, you know, you'd go to San Francisco back then, and it was beautiful to see all the architecture and the buildings, and, you know, all the people were still a little crazy, but, you know, people were still nice to each other. And, you know, nowadays you're rolling around. In my case, I'm rolling around playing, you know, don't roll through the hobo crap. You know, it's...
Pretty sad.
Well, there are some pockets of decent areas, like Rancho Cucamonga is nice. No, they're like the most liberal city there in California. I'm not kidding. Huntington Beach is pretty good, too.
And see, back in the day, Huntington Beach, it wasn't whether you were Democrat or Republican. It was if you could surf or skateboard or not.
Yeah. Or if you went to Muscle Beach, it just mattered that you were able to work on the equipment.
Now the equipment works on you, and you hope you don't get monkeypox.
Yeah. Hey, moneypox was like the globalist biggest fail of the year. The K is silent in moneypox.
K? Sorry. I mean, come on. They came out, you know, all of a sudden they're saying monkeypox is coming. All right. That's something to be worried about. How did these people catch monkeypox? They went to a gay rave in Europe and all had each other and came back with this weird disease. It's like, okay, so we know a cure for this. We just don't do that.
Well, allegedly there was one person that died, and there were several kids and a couple of dogs that got it somehow.
Which those two scenarios still boggle my mind on how.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it, but I have kind of a sneaking suspicion. But I was reading that that they want to bring up another STD again somehow. That's the next thing, because nobody believes in COVIDs anymore. Roughly about 99% of the world says they don't want another COVID shot ever again. Moderna is hemorrhaging money as we speak because they created a whole new set of gene therapy that hospitals aren't even ordering because nobody wants it.
That's it's amazing.
Well,
they won't give the numbers.
There's lawsuits all over the place. Go ahead, Kimo.
Well, yeah, because they were told that, you know, people believed, and they were told that, you know, they would be safe if they took the, you know, the fake scene.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? They all got sick.
If they were lucky, they got sick.
Yeah, that one killed me. It was, you know, telling everybody, oh, no, you're lucky that you got sick from the Fosdine.
Oh, what I like is when somebody dies from it and they said, well, it could have been worse if he didn't have it.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to understand that. Nobody's been able to mansplain that to me. You realize this is the first time you've been on my show where there's a certain word with a few syllables on it that has not been mentioned, unless I didn't hear it.
No, I just honestly haven't said it yet.
All right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
There was a couple times I was going to sneak it in during the show, and I'm like, no, this part of the conversation is really good. I don't want to ruin it by just throwing it out there.
That is true.
Well, now I'm curious what it is. You know, I got to know. I got to know what it is.
Okay, the time I almost said it was when you had actually made a comment about, it was like earlier in the show, and it was almost about like the words came out of your mouth at a certain way, and it almost sounded like you said, you know, musicians playing with themselves. And
oh,
at that time,
okay.
I was going to say genitalia and didn't.
Oh. Oh, okay. Got it. So
ever since I started doing this, every time, this started the first time I was on when Proof got his show going and it was up, and he was like, hey, do you want to, you know, come on and be a guest on my show? And it's like, of course, you know, I support my friends and, you know, and their aspirations and what they do. So I was like, I'd love to be a host here. I'd love to be a guest on your show. And at that point, he was telling me, he goes, no, you got to remember, we have to treat this radio show, or you know, try to treat it like, you know, you would any of my comedy stages, which means I couldn't swear.
Uh-huh.
Which listening to me speak for 2 hours and not say a swear word is really hard for me. I do it out of respect for Proof most of the time. There's times I have gone off on rants and dropped an F-bomb here or there, but it was only when it was needed.
I just don't like sailor talk. I don't mind people saying a word here and there. I just don't want sailor talk, that's all.
So ever since then, from day one on the radio show, it's like, all right, if I can't swear and I can't use any of it, it's like, I'm just going to blurt out the word genitalia and see what he does. So, so every time I've been on the show, I make sure somewhere down the line I say the word genitalia once. At least once.
And you made
it.
Just under the gun. Thanks.
Over.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, we have to get out of here, whether we're ready to leave or not. Thank you, Kimo, for coming in unexpectedly. Thank you, Lance, for joining us. Thank you also for Amanda coming in to speak on Wednesdays. Please support me on the show. And prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Oot.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.